Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Okay, we're on with episode 22 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Ah, yes, and the results of our listeners' poll last week is that you would prefer a fiesta to a siesta. The score was 1-0 in favor of the fiesta.
Yeah, man, you can't call for a vote on something at the beginning of a session, because then they're going to listen to the other 3 hours and forget that they were supposed to be voting.
That's weird, because, I mean, isn't there a primacy and a recency effect? You would think that if it was one of the first things in the session, then they would remember it, as well as if it was one of the last things. And then the 3-hour slog in the middle is just, you know, whatever.
You know what? Let's just pepper the entire session
with calls for polls?
Well, just the same poll each week.
Is it the same poll each week, or is it the same poll throughout the session, but we do a different poll each week?
That one, the latter. Actually, let's have a poll.
Stop it.
Why do you hang out with us, sweetie?
Because I make poor decisions.
You love me. Maybe Kevin, too.
Maybe.
Wow, that's harsh.
I'm doing this. I'm the one calling for the poll.
But he still hangs... Well, I guess he still has me add you to the call every week.
I know. And I played HOTS with him.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, you played awful games of HOTS.
Why did you bring that up?
There were some good games of HOTS. There was just also those awful...
Were you playing with moldy potatoes?
Oh my god. They were worse than that.
Anyway, we're moving on. Bigger and better things. If for whatever reason you find yourself not getting enough podcasts of people playing Avatar the Eternal Chronicles, one of our playtesters and frequent contributors, both to the playtest and to the website, Rob D, has been recording his own playtest campaigns. He's got the character creation in the first session up right now over at his site, dampugwumpy.com.
God, I hate pugwumpies.
Yeah, they're real bad.
Can we get a spelling for that? And a spelling for that?
When or you could click this? On Rob D in his comments on
yes,
his little name.
It is dampugwumpy.com, or just click on Rob's name on the website.
Yeah, whenever he comments, click on his name.
This is your shout-out, Rob D. This is the ultimate shout-out. Thank you. Thank you for being the only person who shows up to my Twitch streams.
I am working my way through those recordings, which is agony for me because it's just hours of people scrutinizing a thing I made.
Oh.
But
you just need to get used to it like we have.
Yep.
Yeah, you scrutinize us all the time.
Well, when they actually, the first actual session, I'm really enjoying. The character creation was very hard.
Well, that's because it's like, why the fuck did he do this? Why isn't this better? And,
yep.
You know, as opposed to story.
And then when people actually start having fun, you're going to forget all about it because you're only going to concentrate on all the things they're saying that you think you could change. And you're going to completely ignore how happy they actually are.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Those guys.
Remember that you're making people happy. You're making people very happy by doing this, by being with us. You're making me happy. Won't you be my neighbor?
I won't.
Tom's making this weird.
Yeah, he is. Spoiler alert for Rob's game. They all meet in a bar called Hotman's. And it happens to be run by Blaze.
Or I thought he was just the investor.
We're some shared universe shit now. Nick Fury is going to show up and invite you guys to the Avengers.
Played by Samuel L. Jackson or as a white guy?
Samuel L. Jackson. One true fury.
The best
fury. Yes, but will he be in whiteface?
No.
Oh. No, that's weird. Stop that. McFury and his fighting motherfuckers.
I want to go up against a gang of murderous geisha.
Can we not?
Going up against a gang of murderous geisha?
Because we pissed them off, obviously.
I can't imagine why that would be of interest to you.
Why specifically geisha?
Why not?
A lot of reasons.
She apparently fell on the floor for some reason.
They're elegant and precise with how they kill.
Well, they do have a lot of training.
Previous on Avatar, the Eternal Chronicles.
God damn it.
Okay, how about Chibot?
I think we just broke Nick.
I said previously Chibot? In Avatar, the Eternal Chronicles. Kevin, come on.
Yeah, but I think meant previously on Avatar, the Eternal Chronicles. The party confided in Detective Drood, who went around both questioning and informing them about the escape of Vega, the malevolent and powerful soundbender who appears to now be free from Dai Li prison. Meanwhile, Soma and Zahar schemed to break into the local telephone exchange, having discovered that Zahar's phone line had been tapped. However, once they made their way inside, they discovered something that they did not expect. In the basement of the exchange was a giant purple bird sitting in a nest of wires. Confused and alarmed, they started to leave when the escape was cut off by an earthbender and firebender working in tandem. After they subdued the duo known as Lee and Ran, they interrogated them and discovered that they have been paid by some well-to-do Earth Kingdom gentleman and charged with protecting the telephone exchange, having been specifically instructed to not allow this bird to be taken. Having heard that someone didn't want them to do so was enough incentive for Zahar and Soma to steal the bird and its two eggs.
Our bird now.
Yep, that's generally how that goes.
And now we're on our way at 3 o'clock in the morning to see Sekhva and beg her for help.
Just start pounding on her door. Sekhva! Sekhva, we found this Sekhva, bird!
Oh god, Sekhva. Oh god.
Do I at least get a dinner scene of the night before?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Never. I actually think that we might wait.
Presumably drunk.
I actually think that we might. I took a drink during the fight, so yeah, I guess I'm pretty out of it. But shouldn't we wait until like the morning or something? You know, like rational people.
No, we're not rational. My life is on the line.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, your life is on the line.
Okay. But yes, at dinner that evening, Sekhva, you've had a pleasant enough day learning to waveboard, and Soma came and told you some weird stuff about Moana being a murderer and how you should never go near him ever again or his brother.
Yeah. I'm finding them at dinner. Either or.
Okay. And then she makes sure she's in a room alone with them.
You see Ahi at dinner. Moana isn't there, which is not unusual. Okay. Frequently, he and Po go out at night and train and or carouse.
Those bastards.
Just gonna walk over with a meal, sit down in front of him, I guess? If it's like a bench thing.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. Thanks again for teaching me how to waveboard.
You're welcome. We should make you your own sometime.
Huh. Never really made anything out of wood before.
Oh, well, it's not hard. I mean, it's mostly just a long, smooth plank.
Huh. Did you make yours?
Yeah, everybody makes their own.
Oh. I was wondering, your brother has a bunch of tattoos on his arms, and I don't know, where else did it cover? His arm and back?
You've seen it goes all the way up. Oh, yeah, I guess he took his shirt off. So, yeah, it is his arm and basically his whole shoulder, like shoulder blade and, you know, the top left of his chest.
His arm and back and everywhere. Why don't you have any?
Oh, well, I'm not old enough yet.
Huh.
Yeah. On Whale Tail Island, all the men and women have tattoos like that. It's the story of your life.
Oh. So all of the little symbols and the little waves and the little Sharpie things, they mean things?
Yeah. Like the waves mean that he is a waterbender.
There's one on his arm that's like a knife. What does that one mean?
Oh. That one's not good.
Oh, yeah, because it looked really different from all the other ones.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
But why?
Because it's a secret.
Oh. 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 Because one of my friends earlier said a weird thing that all of his tattoos mean that he's a murderer, but that doesn't sound right from the sound.
Man. Hey, Soma. Hey, Soma. Remember when we thought we should trust Sekhfa?
Just saying, and besides, I'm not even saying the thing that you told me correctly, because it's like, what, Jude?
You know, to stay away
the
from.
Loon to Soma to Sekhfa, like, translation error.
No, they don't all mean that.
Just half of them.
Who told you that?
One of my friends. I didn't believe her, though. It doesn't sound right.
My brother did a bad thing.
What did he do?
He hurt someone. And because of that, he's not allowed to go back home.
Oh.
That's why he volunteered to escort me here. Because he can watch over me without, you know, going home.
Maybe I should ask him what it means if you're not allowed to tell me.
He's the one who told me not to talk about it. I don't know if he'll tell you.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble, so I guess I'll ask him.
Yep, after being explicitly told never to talk to him, let's do exactly that.
I think you went to use the telephone.
Oh, okay. I will finish my meal before I try to do that.
Okay. Yeah, there's kind of a telephone and like a shared workspace where basically there's paper and pens, and someone even talked Tenzin into getting one of those newfangled typewriters instead of doing it by hand. And you see Moana is getting up from the chair in front of the phone as you're walking in.
Oh, Moana, hello.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. I was just talking to Ahi. And he was saying to me that all of the adults at Deltel Island, get all the tattoos that you have, I would gesture. And you explain to me all the little, what some of them mean. And then he said that that one was a secret. And I was wondering if you could tell me, because I'm kind of curious.
Let's tell you. He'd tell you, but then he'd have to kill you.
Yeah, man, but, like, back home we've got this saying, curiosity killed the cat deer. You ever hear that?
No. I don't think we have cat deer around where we are.
Alright. Well... You know how to keep a secret, don't you?
No. I won't tell.
I won't tell everyone, just half of everyone.
Only explicitly the people you don't want me to tell. I will go directly to them, first thing.
Yeah, he kind of flexes his arm in front of you. Like, yeah, so these waves are like... I'm a waterbender. And then down here, the shark teeth means I'm a warrior. Yeah, and like, these lines are like, because I'm a wave boarder. And that one means that I made my own board. But you want to know about the knife, don't you, man?
It looks really different from everything else.
Yeah, well, it's not like... a badge of honor, man. More like a mark of shame, you know?
Why you said that it means something bad?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to understand, since, like, you guys don't even hurt bugs and stuff.
Well, because that's mean.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you gotta do mean things, you know? Because they're like the right thing to do.
Was what you did the right thing to do?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was.
So says the murderer.
So, what happened?
It's complicated, man, but, like, someone was trying to hurt my family, you know? And then I made it so they couldn't hurt my family.
Huh.
You follow me?
I,
like, took them out.
You hit them?
Well, yeah, like, you know, I finished them off.
We went on a date.
Oh. Huh.
You get it?
I
like murder kill them to death.
Yes, be
murder,
more.
Death kill. Murder, death, kill.
Oh.
Because they were trying to hurt my family, you know? And, like, family's everything, right?
Oh, what were they going to do that you...
He wanted to kill my mama. That's just not right, man. It's not right.
Why didn't you tell the police? Or did you?
It's kind of complicated, you know? Like, he was trying to kill my mama over something secret. We couldn't, like, let it get out, or then it would put my whole family in danger.
Does it have to do with spirits? I remember you saying your mom did some spirit things.
Yeah, kinda does.
Oh, cool. Or not, or
Yeah, like, you remember how a little while ago, like, somebody made that big spirit gun and how it wrecked up everything.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to help fight it.
Yeah, it was something like that. Like, my mom found out something that's, like, dangerous for people to know, and somebody wanted to hurt her and take it, you know? And I, like, stopped him, but I couldn't say why I stopped him, because then everybody would be like, hey, what's this cool spirit thing? Maybe we could put that in a big robot.
That we metal bend?
So she found a weapon?
Yeah, something like that.
How is something only something a weapon?
Oh, I think, like, everything's something a weapon. And I could pick up that telephone and beat you over the head with it.
True.
But, I mean, it's good for a lot of other stuff, too. Well, I guess just the one other thing, but it's really good at that.
Paperweight? Jeez.
I was about to say paperweight. Wall decoration.
Yeah. This guy's not creative at all.
So yeah, man. Now I got my mark here and I'm not allowed to go home anymore.
Well, he did mention that. I'm sorry you don't get to go home.
Yeah, well, like, someday things are gonna change, you know?
We'll invent laser tattoo removal.
Like, the tide goes out, but it always comes back in, you know?
My friend and I do a lot of investigating and stopping bad guys and things, so... Maybe we could help you with this sometime.
Yeah, maybe. But it's like, you understand, right? Like, sometimes you have to do mean things to stop bad people.
Or, well, to help your family. Because I met a sound vendor who named Vega, and he was doing bad things. But he was trying to save his family. But, was a nice guy.
Yeah, like another soundbender, like Daloon?
Except he doesn't know a lot of the usual, when I wish my arms around, airbending things. But he soundbends, and he plays music, and...
Cool. Seems like you meet a lot of neat people. It's a good part about not being able to go home. Like, I keep traveling around and I meet people like you and Poe and Daloon and everybody. Like, Tenzin. Tenzin's cool. I don't think he likes me, though.
Well, he doesn't like a lot of people, so...
Tenzin just only likes his brood.
And even then.
Even then, only in small doses.
But at least you're not doing bad things here, right?
No.
Is he lying?
You have insight, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you want to make me a passive insight?
Sure. And the passive is half, and then energy. I have 3.
Oh yeah, he's not telling the truth. Like, you think his hesitation is like, he's not doing anything as bad as murdering people. But he's definitely doing things you would consider bad.
I will try.
Oh no, lanterns to the face.
Hey, it's like, it's a little different from back then now, you know? What are you doing?
I'm just, like, trying to be a pro bender, you know?
But you are doing bad things.
Hey, are you doing, like, weird spirit mojo at me? Because that's not cool. I don't see weird spirit mojo with you.
No, you're just, you know, looking away and kind of shifting away and just looking guilty.
Yeah, well, maybe there's just some interesting stuff over there.
He has some very interesting stuff on his foot, right?
I will.
Can you not handle not being the center of attention for 10 minutes?
There.
Oh, hey, like, just take it easy, all right? I'm just being Moana. Keep on keeping on.
How are you doing bad things with Poe? I might have crossed by now, by the way.
Well, like, I haven't done anything really bad with Poe.
So you're doing bad things without Poe?
Oh, and it's... Are you trying to trick me or something, man?
No, I just wanted to tell you to tell me. Because doing bad things isn't good.
What do you not say?
People die when they're
killed. Look, we're not going to hurt anybody, man. We're just trying to get by. Be pro-benders, you know? Sometimes stuff gets a little weird.
Like,
sometimes you gotta make money. And sometimes you gotta do weird stuff to make money.
So you're stealing money?
I wouldn't say stealing. We're borrowing at it.
That's not what how that's not how borrowing money works. If you just take it.
Wait, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're like using your weird little kid powers to make me say stuff. And that's not cool, man.
I'm telling Ahi on you. And I'm going to turn.
No, you're not.
Don't do that. I'm going to go turn and attempt to do that.
He's going to grab at you.
I will try to slide away.
All right. How's your poise doing?
He wants to grab at your throat with a knife.
No, he's just going to take her for a relaxing, wakeboarding?
Wakeboard ride. Everyone hop on fun train.
How many dice?
By fun train, I mean you're fucked. That train.
I guess I'll invest 7.
Okay. Yeah, you put in 4.
Oof, I did pretty bad. Oh, wait, no. CH. Oh, okay, so... Okay, I got 1.
No, 1?
All the other numbers were pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah, you turn and move to leave, and he just wraps his arms around you in like a big bear hug. It's a lot less comforting than when he was holding you up on the waveboard. Listen, man, you're not going to say anything, okay?
No. Let's see. If you want to scream, if you want to try again.
I was going to say, you always have the final solution to this.
Final solution?
Scream.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think she's going to exterminate the Jews.
I'm going to scream as loud as I can. And maybe yell like Ahi or something.
Okay, you're just screaming Ahi?
Yeah. And maybe like help, Ahi, help.
That's it, call your knight in shining armor.
Throws you down, like just drops you as quick as possible when you start screaming. Whoa, okay, man, like, just take it easy.
You're being mean!
Little girl powers activate.
Okay, you just keep screaming at him. And Ahi is not the first person to show up. It is, in fact, Tenzin.
Ah, yes, it would be.
I'm like, is it Tenzin?
Well, this is pretty close to his living room, as I was saying. What in the heck is going on here?
You just want to be Tenzin again, don't you?
I don't. I really don't. I take no joy in it. It's...
He's being mean to me.
Is this true?
Well, yeah, he's on top of me to some extent, isn't he?
Well, he kind of dropped you when you started screaming. Look, man, like, she was, like, gonna do stuff, man, you know?
Well, let's go to tell Ahi what he wants, like, what he should know.
And what is it that he should know?
That he's doing bad.
Who's doing Jesus. Bad?
I will point.
I think that we've shown you quite enough hospitality. It's time for you to go. Yeah, fine, man. Just, like... Don't take it out on my brother, okay? He's got nothing to do with this. I'm just being Moana, you know? Yes, I know. Being Moana, I've heard it before. Now collect your things and get out. Yeah, man. Yeah. More airbenders do start to show up, and they're kind of crowding outside the room, like, trying not to seem like obvious looky-loos.
By being obvious looky-loos?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's like, it's one of those situations where there's so many of them that you can absolve individual responsibility with a bystander effect.
Guilt is spread across the group.
I'm assuming there's some people on top of air scooters above the people in front looking.
Moana hangs his head and starts to file his way out past the assembled crowd. Ahi is standing at the side with a bunch of the other airbenders looking up at his brother, wondering what the heck is going on. And Moana doesn't even look at him. He just shuffles past towards the dormitories. Tenzin is turning to speak with you, and Ahi just stomps his way in. What did you do?
Towards me or Tenzin?
Towards you.
Well, I was going to tell you that he was doing bad things. And then he grabbed me. And then threw me on the ground.
But you got him kicked out?
Really, he got himself kicked out.
Yeah.
I told you this stuff was secret and not to talk about. You're mean.
Oh, shit.
Moana, wait! Ah, he goes running off after his brother. Denzin looks out at the assembled crowd. Don't you people have meditation to do? Out! Everybody out! He slams the paper door closed for all the cover it gives.
And then proceeds to meditate furiously.
Just with angry eyebrows and everything.
So mad all the time.
Angry Tenzin eyebrows.
He kneels down in front of Sekfa. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you'd better tell me what exactly happened here.
Well, he was lying to me and saying he wasn't doing bad things here. But he was. And then I was going to tell Aki. And then he grabbed me. And then threw me on the ground.
You saw him doing something bad? You caught him?
No, I was just asking. And then it came up. And then I noticed he was being shifty.
Yes, well, he's been shifty since he arrived.
Shifty's kind of his default state.
I was trying to convince myself it was all in my head and offer him hospitality. He's taken advantage of that. Now his brother might foolishly follow in his footsteps and throw away his chance to be part of the new Air Nation. Perhaps you'd better get some rest, Sekfa.
I will slink out to my room. And go to sleep. Before I'm interrupted.
3 o'clock in the morning. Breaking up families and ruining lives is tiring work.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, 3 o'clock in the morning. You're standing outside her dormitory room holding a bird. Zahar standing behind you with an egg in each hand.
No, I think I put him in my satchel.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's not like eggs are fragile.
Oh, they're cradled in my oil rag.
Is the door
it's
locked?
Fine.
I feel like the door wouldn't be locked because
no,
why
I don't
would
think
the
they even
locked?
Have door locks.
We're just gonna open. I'm gonna open the door and like kind of sort of back in with the bird in my arms.
How does recovery happen when it's not like a full night? Because
isn't it like by the hour?
Yes.
I don't know. We haven't really run into the occasion to use it ourselves.
Do 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 do. Every hour of uninterrupted rest and relaxation grants a character a recovery roll and heals 1 damage. I assume you've gotten all your energy back.
Okay.
Because it's like 6 recovery rolls or something.
Okay.
I'm gonna kind of just like rouse, like gently, like start kind of shaking her and be like, Sekfa! Sekfa!
I'm gonna like kind of slap wave at you because I want to go back to bed.
No, Sekfa, please, we need you. Sekfa, we have a bird.
What?
Please, help.
Mention
help,
of
help,
a bird
help.
Makes this highest importance.
We have a bird, and I'm gonna motion to Zahar to shut the door.
I have shut the door. I stepped in and shut the door.
I'm gonna rub my eyes, try to be more awake. Yeah.
You open your eyes, and right in front of your face is a giant, like, fuzzy purple bird that its body is mostly just a big, kind of a fuzzy oval, and then it's got a little head with a foot-long beak at the end of it, and it's just staring blankly at you.
Hello.
I think it's a spirit bird.
We think it's a spirit bird. It's really, it's fluffy. And it goes like, quack!
It's too fluffy to be a normal bird. It has to be a spirit bird.
Okay.
Help!
I'm looking at the bird. And I said hello to it.
Quack!
We don't know what it is.
Why do you have a bird?
Because
I went to see if I could figure out who tapped my phone line, and it was in the telephone exchange, just nesting, and then some people were guarding and said that we weren't supposed to take the bird. So clearly, the bird is hiding something.
Admittedly, this isn't very, it's not very good logic, but I mean...
Why did you take a bird away from its nest?
We have its eggs.
It's okay. Yeah, we have its eggs too. We made sure that we kept its eggs safe.
Also, it wasn't like natural bird's nest. It was a bunch of telephone wires.
Yeah, that's kind of dangerous.
Still a nest. Not very nice. How would you feel if someone just took you out of your apartment?
It was locked in there. Without a food source.
I was gonna say somebody did take me out of my apartment, and I managed. For 2 months. We've only been at this for about 2 hours.
I'm going to hold my hand out and gesture them for them, or so my guess, to kind of hand over the bird.
Okay, here's the bird. It's big. It's big. It's like, you gotta kind of wrap your...
Okay, well, I will put it on my lap while I'm kind of sitting up in bed.
I bet it's so fluffy.
It is very fluffy.
Nice downy.
Hello. Sorry my friend took you from your home.
Bah.
Cool.
Come on, you've got an entire library of books around here. Do you at least maybe know if you might know what it is?
I will blink at you.
Oh god, that's right, you can't read.
Everyone forgets that.
You want to make me an obstacle to attune to the spirits roll?
Okay. How much to go to? I'll go with bring an 8.
Watch this be something called like a bomb bird, and the longer it's taken away from its nest, the shorter its fuse is.
See. 1, 2. I have two.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
You have no idea how, but this. It is a spirit bird. It has been ensorcelled in some way. First of all, it is being kept docile through some spirit technique that you don't know how it works, but you're pretty sure you have the spirit mojo to undo it if you should so desire. And it's clearly been modified. Like... Almost as how someone might selectively breed an animal for a purpose. It seems like this spirit bird has had certain characteristics heightened and altered.
This bird is not stock.
Do I notice specifically what, or...?
You think that it is... designed to absorb some sort of ambient energy.
Huh.
And then... Yeah, that's what you know. Absorb ambient energy.
Hi. And I'm going to hold my hand out for the eggs.
I will give her the eggs.
How are the eggs?
They're the energy. They're delicious. Not, like, you use your sense essence thing, and you can see there's nothing alive in here. There is no spirit. There's no little baby purple birds in there. Some sort of energy to them.
Maybe you can crack the eggs and make like a spirit omelet because they're unfertilized. It's kind of like protein.
Or potentially a spirit bomb.
Was this Dragon Ball?
Yes.
Well, something's keeping him all calm and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was weird how it just sort of watched me.
I'm just glad that the eggs aren't, you know, alive. Ugh. I feel a little bad about that.
I actually told you guys anything.
Oh, I thought you... I'm
she
sorry,
said
I
something nope. keeping it calm.
Yeah, yep. she said something okay. keeping it calm, and then I just commented, Red I thought it was weird that it was just sort of watching me.
Huh. I wonder if I could kind of stop it from... And I'm just kind of gesture in the air and kind of poke at the nothingness that might be holding it.
Why don't we set it free? Can we set it free?
Well, we might want to make it not docile then so it doesn't get killed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, then if we're going to do that, we should wait until we're in the spirit portal and then we can actually set it free.
Well, there's spirits that do shit all the time in this city.
I'm gonna start kind of gesturing around the surrounding birdness.
I'm going to move away from them.
What are you trying to do?
Well, you said that I could potentially.
Yeah, you want to break whatever it's ensorcelling it?
Yeah,
I'm backing away.
Wait, do you at least have a window?
You kind of unravel this spirit energy. It doesn't take very long. It's easy to break shit, as it turns out. And then this bird's head pokes up, and it's like, wah, 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 meh, meh.
Alright, I'm gonna bolt to the window.
Running around furiously.
We open the window?
I'm gonna try and shush it.
Wah, wah, wah.
It just seems kind of silly just to let it loose. Like, served a purpose, right?
I'm still going to attempt to sush it.
Make me...
That's right, animal handling.
Well, this is attuned to the spirits.
Animal?
It is.
Well, it's under the same thing for me, so...
Yeah, it's attuned to the spirits, and he's going to get a passive roll because of all the flipping out.
How much energy? Well, I got back up to 9, so I guess I'll dump that in. One, two, three, four.
Okay, you managed to scoop it back up right before it charges its way through your little paper door. Pick it up, pet it, and just cradle it. Basically rock it to calm as though it's a big baby.
Big fluffy baby.
So is that a success?
Yes.
Okay, so recovery.
Once she's calmed it down, I'm going to close the window. Just be like, okay, fine. Do they really know when to let it free? Maybe later.
Okay. Shh. Okay. Wah. You're safe here.
Right.
Was someone trying to hurt you?
Wait.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I wonder if I would understand if you were in the spirit world. Do you talk in the spirit world?
Wait.
You think that's affirmative?
Might as well try. I will set him gently in front of me on my bed, cross my legs, and start to meditate.
Okay. you attempt to meditate into the spirit world. I think this let me look up your obstacle.
Gastral projection, am I right?
No.
No. She's not farting her way into the spirit world.
Nor has she sniffed someone's fart and has passed out into the world.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not Milo.
Yeah, so let's cross the spirit barrier. Here we go. Base obstacle 3. It's not a spiritually significant place. You have no particular time or danger obstacles. So, base 3.
Okay, gonna put the 7 I got back in. Let's see. One, two, three, four. So, okay, make it.
Yes, you... When you open your eyes, you are sitting in a giant nest. There is a gigantic purple bird in front of you. Like, the size of a house. Just... Huh. Sitting in a nest.
Well, look up. Hello.
Hello.
Try to wave. Oh, yay, I can understand you.
And I can understand you. Hmm. Hooray.
Hmm. So, what happened to you? Who was doing that weird stuff around you and making you all floppy?
Weird stuff. There was a man. He took me to the wire place.
Hmm.
Made me make eggs.
But they're not your babies.
No.
Hmm. What are they?
Words.
Words?
Words. Put the words into eggs.
Oh, okay. And he just takes the egg words away?
Takes the eggs.
Oh. Did you like being there?
No.
Oh, well, I'm glad we got you away.
Thank you.
Hmm. Can you describe the person for me?
He was human.
Hmm. How does he get the words out of the eggs?
Breaks them.
Oh.
Human breaks them. He was a man. He was big. Big belly. Wears green.
Oh.
Breaks the eggs.
Oh, lots of beeping. Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for freeing me.
Hmm. Should we just sort of, I don't know, open the window and you could go wherever you want? Or do you want to stay here? Or, hmm.
Go home.
Okay. Well, have a safe journey.
Which way?
Hmm. Where is your home?
Spirit world.
Oh. Well, if you look out the window, there's this big shiny thing in the sky. If you go there, you'll be in spirit world. Can you fly?
No.
Oh. It's a bit of a long walk. Well, if you're okay with it, and we wait till morning, I could bring you over there. And you could kind of rest here until then.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go tell my friend now.
Okay.
You're back in the... Okay. Gonna go back.
Yeah. You return to your body. It is a much smaller version of that bird just sitting on your bed, chilling. Zahar, you just saw her sit there with her eyes closed for a while.
I'm going to start kind of making the blanket into a sort of nest-like thing for him to kind of nest in.
Wait. Whoa, hey. Nothing? What happened?
Oh, I went to talk to him. So, apparently, there's a big man, wears green. He'll put him over there. And these, and I'll hold up the eggs, have words in them.
Wait, words?
Well, yes, words.
Duh. Well, he
said, he said that if I break it, the words will come out, so I'm... I guess we'll maybe try this, and I'm gonna.
Wait, no! The moment she does that, I jump and grab it.
Huh? Oh. What?
If there are words inside of this, then what if they come out as sound?
Hmm? Okay.
Well, we're gonna want to record it.
Okay.
Just in case any of us mishear it.
Do you have a recording thingy?
I
probably have something at my apartment.
Okay.
I think it might work.
Also, we don't want to, what if it comes out and the words are like super loud? We already made enough of a noise here.
Can I go back to bed?
This is even assuming that they're speech. Well, what are we gonna do with it?
Well, I'm gonna bring him home tomorrow.
What, like the spirit world?
Yes. Just staring at you.
All right,
don't you need papers to get to the spirit world?
I thought we had papers, right?
Not anymore.
That workforce doesn't exist anymore.
But I still have the papers, and I'm going to start digging around in my bag for them. See?
Those papers have expiration dates on them.
They do?
Yeah, you wouldn't need a cucumber after its expiration date.
Well, I would, depending on if it was, still good.
Yeah, I guess if it weren't boiled or something like that. Sure.
If it's not spoiled, yeah.
Yeah. Who would waste a perfectly good cucumber?
Hmm? Well, why don't we just bring the bird to the portal and then just let the bird cross the portal itself? I mean,
that's what I was going to do.
So we don't have to go inside the spirit world, right?
No.
Well, couldn't you also fly Appa above the checkpoint?
Yes, but...
Not Appa. The Sky Bison.
Moimoi.
Yes, but I don't want to drop him. He might hurt himself.
Well, you could then land in the spirit world. Like, you fly him above the checkpoint where they can't do anything, and then you land down in the spirit world.
Sure.
I shrug.
Can I go to bed?
No.
What are you talking about? You're in bed! No.
You gonna be okay doing this yourself?
Did you want to come with me?
I mean, yeah.
So... I just want to...
What was he using the eggs for?
That man just kind of put the bird there and did the floppy thing to it. And then made it lay eggs with words in them.
Yes, but he must want those eggs for a reason.
Maybe they're evidence.
Maybe they're what?
You know, evidence. If there are words inside them, then maybe they're words that somebody isn't supposed to hear.
What if someone could harness that as some sort of energy for some sort of thing like the spirit minds? That's what I'm concerned with.
What? The power of words?
No, that they could be using these eggs, these spirit eggs, like people have used the spirit vines. To, you know, make a weapon or something.
What about these eggs could be weaponized?
But it told me
that... What do you think about a spirit vine being able to be weaponized? It apparently can be done.
But it told me that when you just break the egg, the words come out. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's anything, I don't think there's anything evil inside of it, unless the words are evil.
Well, the spirit vine isn't evil. But people can use it in a malicious way.
Alright, so we keep the eggs safe. There, boom. Problem solved.
What about all the other eggs it could have laid?
They've obviously been broken?
Unless they're being used for something.
Then we track down the eggs. Oh my god, you're making such a big deal out of this.
Georgie,
hold on a second. You're coming in through both microphones. I can't hear you.
Yeah, you really laughed. And in fact, somebody bangs on the door. Shut up! Shut up with your birds and yelling.
I'm like covering my ears and trying to curl back in bed. It's like,
Look, Zahara, why don't we just take the eggs with us and worry about them later? I just want to record what's inside them if they speak. That's it. And then we can decide if they're going to be used for some sort of awful weapon. We report it to the authorities.
The authorities don't do anything!
Well, we're not going to be able to do anything either. What do you really want to do about it?
I want to figure out what they're using the eggs for, who is using them, and why.
Right. So then, do we have to be inside Sekhfa's room at 3 o'clock in the morning to do that?
Yes.
Well, I want someone else to care about the possibility of some other raving lunatic destroying my home.
Well, okay, you're more than welcome to do that. I care. I think maybe now is, maybe like literally right this second is not the time to have this conversation. Come on, I don't know. Look, I don't know, but I got hit with a rock that was on fire.
I'm really tempted to spend in Moxie to sound Benji quiet.
Look, if we're gonna argue about this, can we at least do it outside Sekhfa's room?
I'm just gonna walk out. Yeah. I am fuming.
I don't know why. I have no clue what's making me so mad.
I can't hear you.
I think you muted your mic.
Yeah, I muted my mic because you were yelling so loud it was coming in on both. There's a grumpy-looking woman when you open the door in pajamas that have the Air Nation colors on them. The red and yellow, and she's glowering at you.
I just kind of...
I just walked past
my way out of here. Yeah, we're out of here.
Okay.
Eggs, right?
Yeah, well, you had the eggs, Soma. Are you taking the eggs?
Oh, yeah. Taking the eggs.
Okay. The bird does not seem to care.
That's good. All right. Are we at a place where we can be a little bit louder now?
Well, I'm assuming we're still in the building. I am just
walking.
But I mean,
we're... I don't know, we're smash cut to the ferry back?
Yeah.
Does the ferry run this late?
No.
How did we get here?
Probably stole a rowboat or some shit.
You probably, like, froze a piece of ice and then jet skied your way across because you're a waterbender?
Or stole a rowboat.
Well, which one of those is it?
Probably steal a rowboat. I don't have enough confidence in Soma's ability to waterbend.
I'm just assuming you guys got drunk before you did this. Like, you got the bird, brought it to a bar, just set it on the counter, got wasted, and you're the whole time, you're like, we should go see Sekhba.
We took shots every time someone was like, what the fuck is with that bird?
Yeah, just like, every time that happened, we just took a hit off of Soma's jug.
I'll bet you a drink I have a giant purple bird.
Oh yeah, great, South back, check this shit out.
No, we gave the bird some drinks, too.
A bird is hammered.
So I have the eggs. We got time. It's 3:30 in the morning. What do you want to do?
Sahara's just fuming, like her arms crossed, just...
I say, we record whatever the hell's inside these things. And then we find out who it's incriminating.
Why do you think it's incriminating someone?
I don't know.
Why That's would someone make to. Something lay an egg that is incriminating evidence?
No, it could just be maybe they're... I don't know. Do you remember that plan I had a while ago where we were going to try and fake a confession out of someone? You know, using Dillon's soundy thingy.
Sahar just face bombs.
What's that? But an egg form. Somebody just kind of stores it inside the egg and then, you know, at an opportune time throws it, like, say, when somebody's making an important campaign speech, and it just sounds like they said, I don't know, Kuvira did nothing wrong.
What is the point of that?
Somebody talks about all the good things Kuvira did.
Just try and mar someone's reputation. Where is election season? I'm just spitballing. Honestly, I don't think that we should jump to any conclusions until we actually crack the eggs open.
And what if they explode?
Well, then we die. Like, you got a Recordamajone or something like that?
I don't know if it works.
Right, what about,
marks to one.
What about Dillon? He can bend sound. Do you think he can, like, kind of store it inside of a ball of air or something like that? Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
You don't know.
I'm assuming Dillon stores...
First of all, no, that wouldn't be cool.
Stores sounds... the same way that I would store a sound with my brain.
Yeah, but you know, your brain is not 100% proof that something happened.
That was the point.
So that's why we get a recording.
I mean, I'm not 100% proof that the sound was made. You know, I can you know, create sounds.
Yeah, but most courts of law don't, so.
No, I'm pretty sure Dillon's famous now for being one of the only soundbenders.
Well, they might ask anyone. Might ask anyone. Like, Tenzin comes up as a character witness. Oh yeah, he can make sound.
Yes, but would they even think to ask that?
Well, probably makes... when he presents evidence in court that is him making sounds. I think someone might want to verify that.
But really, the emergence of sound bending makes it so that, like, recordings cease to be reliable evidence because you could just use the defense of somebody clearly made that.
Well, that's why you make them movers.
Yeah, or doctored photos. Same thing.
No, no. Those are photos that used camera tricks.
Look, I say we get a machine. We try and record it. I'll tell you what. You leave the recorder running. You step out of the room. I'll smash the egg. Then only one of us has to die. Does that sound like a good deal to you? We'll even do it at my apartment. That way, if it blows up, it's fine.
I don't trust all the spirit things.
I don't either. That's why I'm being so cavalier about dying. Have you noticed how much I've had to drink tonight? Truth be told, I'm terrified, but
I'm going to bed.
Can't feel a damn thing anymore. All right, do you want to keep the egg safe? I think you're a little better with this kind of thing than I am.
Well, seeing as my apartment has been broken into without me knowing, it seems like no, I might not be.
You should buy apartments with locks.
I do buy apartments with locks, but
oh,
it is
very... you buy apartments with no locks and then install your own locks later. Granted, probably a better idea.
Like, locks can be pretty easy to bypass.
I'm not denying this. All right, I'll take them. Look, it's late. I got hit with a flaming rock tonight. I'm a little worn out.
Like, while she's just talking, I just walk away toward my apartment.
Okay.
Well, first you row your ass across the water.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you gotta do first. This is happening on that. That's why.
Yeah, I just assume the away. Conversation happened while in the boat. Like, we're mostly there, and I just get out.
Well, you did talk about going to see Dalun. I didn't know if you were going to wait. But nope, you just row your ass back to land. Okay.
Fuck Dalun. No one likes him.
Yeah. Dalun doesn't want to be in the scene anyways.
It is pretty late. I imagine Dalun would probably just, like, silence us and go back to sleep.
All right. So the two of you return to your respective apartments. Soma's taking the eggs.
I'll take the eggs.
Okay.
I'm going to regret fixing that guy's balls, aren't I?
Maybe. Are you doing anything before bed?
I'm probably just passing the fuck out into bed.
Drink some water.
Your mom.
After I do, like, an 800, like, lock check.
Brewing some tea.
Okay.
Just kind of... I am used to staying up this late, so... and kind of chill.
Zahar's going to bed angry.
Right, but you're just chilling and going to bed?
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay up for about maybe an hour beforehand, you know, just kind of chillax. Also get myself a recovery roll.
Okay, you guys go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's morning, the day before the election, for those keeping score.
No one's keeping score. Because we're terrible.
I should have been keeping score. I assume Dalun is the first to wake up because he actually got an uninterrupted night's sleep.
Probably.
I don't know. It depends on if there's a squawking bird waking Segva up.
Now the bird's pretty chill. It pulls the it pulls all the covers off and wraps itself up. It, like, it makes a burrow.
Oh, I was helping it do a little nest thing with it first.
Yeah, but it's a blanket hog.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you saw how big that bird actually is. It needs all the blankets, right?
Or thinks it does.
Yeah.
Okay, Dalun, you're awake. What are you doing?
Let's see. That's actually a good question.
Thanks. I pride myself.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything of what they did last night.
Nope.
Well, you might. Wait, were you around during dinner time?
I think that was actually.
No, he was hanging out in the city, as I recall. He stayed there for several hours, so to avoid the law.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I might just go through my morning meditations.
Okay.
Because who are you?
Did you get food at any point?
Oh, yeah, I'll get food.
Okay, well, the buzz around the cafeteria is that Tenzin threw out Moana for attacking Sekhfah, and Ahi went with him.
Oh, my. I wonder what prompted that. I can guess. Should I immediately blame Sekhfah or not?
Well, the rumor is that Moana attacked Sekhfah.
Oh, no. Okay, yep, I'm going to go see Sekhfah.
Okay.
I'm trying to sleep with this big fluffy bird in my bed.
Yeah, her door is closed.
A knock.
What?
Sekhfah.
What?
What? Sekhfah, do you have a duck in there?
Don't you mean turtle duck?
Yes. Sekhfah, what? What do you have in there?
I'm like trying to pull some of the covers back. Get back to sleep.
Sekhfah, are you okay? Okay, I'm taking that as a maybe. Do you mind if I come in? People say that Moana attacked you?
I'm not awake yet.
You don't get a response.
Sekhfah, please, this is important.
No answer.
Well then. So this is how it is. Well then.
Stop saying well then.
No.
You just open the door.
Yeah, you can't just do that.
I will just do that.
Okay. A giant purple bird pokes his head out from a burrow of blankets and goes, wah!
Ah! Sekhfah, what is this bird? Why is this bird here?
I'm continuing to roll around and trying to reclaim blankets to get back to bed. Wah! Sleep.
Also, shouldn't you be awake right now? I'll take that as a yes. So why are you still so tired? Sekhfah, ignoring me isn't going to make me go away.
Someone's hardware here in the middle of the night, and they woke me up and started yelling. I wanted to go back to sleep.
I see. And where are they now, do you know? Okay.
Why would I know?
I don't know, because you apparently talked to them last night.
Just trying to sleep.
Well, okay, yes. However, you did. So they came here.
Uh-huh.
I see. And they're not here now.
Mm-mm.
I see. And the bird? Did the bird come with them? I see.
Bird's cool.
That poor thing. How did they ever get their hands on it?
Vroom vroom, home waiter.
What?
Gonna bring home later.
Oh, where does he live?
What?
I'm sorry, Bird. I can't understand you.
I'm trying to, like, shoo you away right now. And rolling around. Fine.
See if I can't find... What's his face in Tweedledum? Sorry, what's her face in Tweedledum? Okay, so I'm going to ask around and see if anyone has seen Soma and Zahar.
No, we left it.
I assume their faces are known around here by now.
Yeah, make me obstacle one, gather information.
How do I do that?
Do you have the
descriptor?
Really?
22 goddamn games.
Do you
have
the descriptor?
You don't know the fundamental. You've never rolled the dice?
It's a skill roll. Gather information is a descriptor, Kevin.
Yeah, do you have it?
I might not have something with it.
Then it's okay, a target then... number 8.
Yep.
Okay, then.
22 goddamn sessions.
Fine. Okay, I will put 4 energies into it.
Does Kevin not know how to play this game?
A success.
Yeah, you ask success. Around, and you get a lot of no's until someone says, oh yeah, Liana was talking about him. You go over to Liana, and she's looking grumpy, and she looks grumpier as you approach.
Oh, Liana, you bitch. I don't pick her like that.
Because
that would be rude.
Did she pop up before, or is she just the chick from last night?
She's the chick from last night.
No, she's never been established before.
Wouldn't
it be funny if...
Acolyte.
Yes. Is she an acolyte?
Yes.
I address her properly. Liana. So, word has it that you interacted with some of my friends last night. Do you know where they went?
Interacted with. Yeah.
Yes.
They were here in the middle of the night, reeking of booze.
Okay.
They had a giant bird with them that I'm pretty sure they were strangling or something.
Okay.
And then they were yelling about whether or not they should have eggs.
Okay.
Then they finally left and got into, went into those Bay Tor rowboats.
Oh my, drunk people taking a rowboat. that usually ends with death.
I was going to say, that's oddly reminiscent of a tragedy that happened during our high school years.
Yes. That usually ends with people dying. Huh. Actually, that happens not all that uncommonly.
It's because people drunk drink people
steal doesn't a that happen at least once a year?
Something like that, yeah. Don't steal rowboats while drunk. You die.
What if you steal a rowboat and
then get
drunk?
This PSA brought
to
you by Rhode Island. Maybe it happens.
I'm sure it happens anywhere where there's a body of water large enough for a rowboat.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
I think Narragansett Bay is just, you know, people are like, nah, we can boat over to there, because you can see, like, where you want to boat to.
Okay, moving on.
No. This is important. People die.
Idiots die. That's a good thing.
Drunk idiots die.
Well, that's a little harsh, but okay.
Oh, wait, guys. Sunshine Molly 44 wants to add me as a contact.
Ooh.
Ooh, you adding them?
Well, it's a stance.
I don't know. She has a great picture showing off her cleavage.
Wow.
Not that isn't that great.
Want to do things at her.
Like add her on Skype?
I guess. I don't know.
Is that one of the things you would do?
I have no. I don't know what to do with girls.
Oh.
Hey, Liana. Yeah. Moving on. Liana tells you, "Yeah, your friends were here drunk in the middle of the night in a stolen rowboat with a spirit bird. None of this is that surprising to you."
Well, I wish it was. I really do.
Well, the spirit bird, I think, is slightly surprising if you didn't notice there was a spirit bird already.
But I did notice that there was a spirit bird because I am that good. At noticing when things are a little off.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not usually. Okay. So they went back to the mainland, I'm guessing. Okay. Thank you, Liana. I'm sorry about any disturbance that may have caused. But I don't know why I'm apologizing for them.
Because they're your friends, they only come here for you and Sekfa, and you dragged Sekfa into this nonsense?
I don't think that's quite true. I didn't drag her into this. She wanted to.
Wait, she's also a child.
Okay.
Children want to eat cake until they puke. Doesn't mean you should let them.
I would let them once.
She's got a point.
No, I would let them do it once. So they can regret it.
You're going to make a great father someday.
Well, good thing he can't accidentally knock anyone up.
Yes, but with being a celibate and all.
They're not.
They're not. I know they're not. Actually, we're doing the opposite right now, I think.
Yeah. Fuck as much as possible.
Okay, so I'm going to catch the next ferry.
Okay.
Over to the mainland and hand over to Zahar's apartment.
The Zahar? Mint.
No.
So awesome.
Yeah. No. Okay. You head over to Zahar's apartment.
I shall knock on the door.
Knock. Wonderful.
Knock.
It is a very long time before you start hearing a lot of locks unlock. Like, there's so many locks.
Well, good to know you're going crazy.
She never wasn't completely, like, she was crazy before.
Okay. I assume you open the door at some point.
Well, I open it slightly with, like, the chain thing still there, and then shut it, and then unchain it, and then open it. Zaloon?
Greetings.
I let you in.
Okay.
And then lock the door.
So, things happened last night.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Would you, I don't know, so how did your raid go?
Someone was hiding a bird in the telephone.
Yes, I saw the bird, actually. The bird is the main reason why I'm over here.
Yeah, someone was apparently keeping it to lay eggs.
I see.
And I'm afraid that those eggs are going to be used for nefarious purposes like spirit vines.
Okay.
And it was an Earth Kingdom person that kept the bird and made it lay eggs.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And I'm assuming it's the exact same person who hired thugs to stop people from taking the bird. But then we took the bird, because he didn't want us to have it.
An excellent reason to take the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the bird was held there for nefarious purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did the right thing.
Soma has the eggs that were with the bird at the time.
I see.
She seems to think that opening them because there's words in them will somehow solve something.
There's words in them?
That's what Segfoss said.
How do you put words in an egg?
Oh, it's weird spirit world bullshit.
Oh, spirit world. Okay, it's a spirit bird. Well, that explains it. Because of course it is. Because why wouldn't it be a spirit bird?
I think Sigfa knows that kind of better than I do.
Yes, no, she knows it better than any of us do. Anyways, I don't know it. Okay. Okay. I see.
Does that explain what you wanted to hear?
This is what I came for, I guess.
Okay. So we need to figure out what we're doing with those eggs.
Yes, agreed. Okay. And Sekva's generally all okay, right? Like, she didn't seem hurt or anything when you saw her.
Why would she be hurt?
Well, she was attacked last night, or yesterday.
Last night, yesterday?
One of those.
Okay.
I don't know, choose one.
She was sleeping.
Okay, that's
she
good.
She didn't seem hurt. What attacked her?
Moana.
Why would he attack her?
I don't know. All I know is that I think, like, she spent the day with Moana and Moana's little brother. What's his face? I don't know, cute kid. And then I think I saw Soma, and Soma said that Soma was going to talk to Sekva about Moana.
Oh, God. That's not going to end well.
I believe it already didn't. Actually.
Okay.
Because, yeah, now this has happened.
Okay, then.
She seems to be okay.
Yeah,
I guess, according to you.
She was a little cranky when we woke her up, but...
Yeah, she was quite cranky this morning as well.
I'm going to start making some tea. It'll be terrible. I will offer some to you.
Well, if you want, I can make the tea.
If you want.
I am a cook.
There's the kitchen.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay.
Cook the best damn tea.
Whoa, am I actually going to get an artisan's, like, handiwork happening
yes.
in my kitchen?
No, I don't know. Do you want me to spend energy on making tea?
Always.
No, no.
You don't have to.
Okay, I won't. You get moderately good tea. Not great tea. It's not inspiring.
I make sure there's no, crystal shards in it.
Like, I would do that. I wouldn't even be able to use them. In that same diabolic manner.
So, how's your brother?
Honestly, I haven't talked to him. A bunch of other stuff happened.
Has he found a new source of money?
God, I hope not.
So how many people do you think he's taken money from?
Well, Blaze has so far only mentioned the one, so I can only hope that it is just the one at this point. Although I do know that he is actively searching for another.
Well, would you rather it just be one person with a buttload of money you took from, or a bunch of people with a very small amount of money?
Honestly, a bunch of people for a very small amount of money. Something they wouldn't, you know, kill him over. Something they could forget after maybe a week or two. But that is not what he's already not done that.
Okay.
That's the main problem.
Any he's ideas already... what you're going to do with that information? With your brother?
I don't know. He's in deep shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he realizes it. Maybe he doesn't.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, no. But even if he did realize, there's no way he'd want to talk to me about it.
So we got it from what, Ba Sing Se?
I don't know. I don't know the specifics.
Well, do you know if he got the money while he was here, or back where you guys used to live?
Like I said, I don't know any of the specifics. Just that he has it. And he's not supposed to have it.
Well, he was supposed to have it. He was just supposed to give it to...
Well, yes.
A different
He
contact.
Should no longer have it. And what with it being missing, someone is most likely looking for it.
Or will be soon?
Yeah. Almost certainly looking for it at this point. So, yes.
Have you seen him recently?
Actually, no. It's been a few days. I've seen Moana more than him.
Has Moana heard from him?
Yeah, or... Actually, no, I do think I saw him briefly yesterday.
Because I assume you two don't really hang out with the same kind of crowd.
No, I don't hang out with crooks and murderers. Or do I?
The heart just looks at you.
I don't think I do, anyways. I do it not knowingly so. Anyways, no.
So we should probably all meet up somewhere and figure out what we're doing with those eggs.
Yeah, the eggs, the bird. I guess let Sekva rest for now. She's had a long night. Oh, also, when... When you're over Air Temple Island late at night, could you please be a little quieter?
I get passionate.
No, that's understandable. Passionate about your spirit birds and spirit eggs and whatnot.
Sure, that's the reason.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, generally don't like disruptions. Get up early to meditate.
No, you guys are supposed to be nomads. Aren't there lots of disruptions out on the road? Helping you guys get used to that.
I don't know. I I don't know. I've never done the whole nomad thing.
Is that what your people are supposed to be?
Well, I mean, traditionally, yes, but we're not anymore. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Do you at least know what they are?
No.
Maybe you should figure that out.
I don't think even Tenzin does.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk awkwardly until something happens.
You know how this works. Yeah. You know how this works.
You guys Drew make appears. Shit happen. You're supposed to, at any rate.
Now, do you think we should try meeting at, like, Air Temple Island or Soma's place or something at some point in a few hours to figure out what we're doing?
Okay, yeah. Let everyone wake up. I'll go back. I will just, I'll meditate.
So what place are we meeting?
Let's meet at Air Temple Island.
I was thinking Soma, so one of us doesn't have to go over there and get Soma, and then go. Whereas you can easily just take Segfa with you.
Okay, fair enough.
Jesus. Smash cut. Droid lift wipe, too.
Oh, that bad.
That is my favorite wipe in all of Star Wars.
Because it's ridiculous, or?
I don't know.
Is it droid lift wipe?
Yeah, after first Star Wars, when they get attacked by the Sand People and C-3PO gets broken up. Obi-Wan and Luke lift him up, and basically the screen lifts with him.
Yes.
To the next scene.
Yes, I remember that.
But droid lift wipe to Soma's. Dilune meditated until Segfa woke up, and then told Segfa that they are going to Soma's to figure out the egg problem.
Oh, Viola's going to take the bird back to his home.
Where's that?
Bird world?
Oh.
For
look,
a second I heard that as bird.
When I talked to you this morning, you were not very comprehensible.
Oh, stop late.
Okay, so how do you plan on getting him to the spirit world?
You find me magic? Rushing Moomoo and getting her ready to fly. Ha!
Oh, okay. Well, that's one way.
Like, that's where you find me.
Okay, I guess we can do this before we,
Jesus.
Before we go.
You guys fly over. You shove the bird off the side of Moimoi into the spirit portal.
I'm going to be nicer than that.
You go to Soma's.
You kiss it goodbye.
Splat! No.
You all arrive at Soma's. Soma rolls her ass out of bed.
Time is it.
I'm assuming Zahar likes knocks on the door at like noon.
I'm assuming 1,000 years
That's
past
good.
The end of time.
I'll take 1,000 years past the end of time. That sounds like a perfect time for me to get out of bed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Whatever. I get out of bed.
I'll take 1,000 years past the end of time for 500.
Yep. You open the door. There's a big crowd of people. Segfa, Dilune, Soma. Soma's out there. Okay. You realize this whole thing's been a Tyler Durden situation. And Zahar was imaginary.
That's awful. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, especially since she was like the only one a lot of NPCs liked.
You've been poor this whole time because you've been paying for a second apartment.
Wait, does that mean that I patch things up with Blaze?
No.
No, you just imagined that things
yeah,
got
no,
patched
the
up
idea
with
is
Blaze,
that,
and now you're like, hey, buddy!
The idea is supposed to be that Soma and Zahar are the same person.
Yes. Spoilers for Fight Club. If you haven't seen it, what's wrong with you? That movie was like 25 years ago.
Or read the book. Was.
I haven't read that either. Worked.
That's unfortunate, dear. It's on your list.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of things on the list.
Did you get rid of the bird?
Mm-hmm. Brought him home.
All right, come in. Sarge, do you remember to bring something to record with?
I don't have anything that works.
Fuck! Buy something? God.
I'm kind of in between jobs right now, so I can't really buy expensive equipment.
Just go ask your fucking flaming-ass boyfriend to do it.
Flaming-ass boyfriend?
What?
Oh.
When did she get a flaming-ass boyfriend?
You have a boyfriend?
One that wants her
this
to
is news to all of us.
One that wants her to fucking turn his house into a death trap.
Not a death trap. You never want to go too crazy, because then you'll just end up killing yourself.
Not if you know which tiles are the right ones.
Yes, but there are times when you're tired or drunk.
Well, then you don't... You drink at home. You've already gotten in.
Yes, but if you make your home a death trap...
Then you're drinking inside a death trap.
Look, there's no that point bad. To us... There's no point to us opening up the eggs unless we've got... What are they doing here? You said yourself they were going to explode!
I didn't say we were going to open them. I said we're going to figure out what we're going to do with them.
Okay,
but if you break them,
in.
The words come out.
See, that's what she's been saying the whole time. If you break them, the words come out. And then you start talking about them exploding.
Well, I mean, it's possibly the word possible the words come out in an explosion. We don't know.
Anything is possible with your imagination.
Get in here. Come on. All right. I bring everybody around, and there's no table. There's no furniture. There's nothing. The eggs are sitting on the floor, and I just kind of have everybody, like, sit around them. So what do we do?
We break them.
Okay, well, I'm a cook, so I know what to do with eggs.
That was my first thought. But Sekhvah says they're empty. But well, not empty, but they don't have, like, yolk inside them. They have word yolk. And she says break them. But I'm thinking if we break them and words come out, we're going to want to record them.
You're not wrong. You probably want to record. No, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me.
Okay, good. It didn't make sense to Zahar.
Well, it didn't make sense that the first thing we're going to do is break these open.
All right. What's the other thing we can do? Okay.
Well, hold on, did the word want come out?
Yes, but did the person want the words, or did they want the eggs?
The bird told me that the person made him put words into the egg, and then when he went, then he just breaks the egg to get the words out.
Alright, seems pretty straightforward to me.
Okay. That seems straightforward to someone. Because what?
Words. They're in the eggs. You store them, and then you use them later.
Interesting.
Why
didn't we ask this bird follow-up questions?
Because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and Sekhvah was tired.
Ugh.
Bird just walked.
I'm just going to grab an egg and smash it on the ground.
What if it's...
Okay. It splits open, like, just splits cleanly in half, like one of those plastic Easter eggs. Like, it just pops in two. There is nothing inside. Hello?
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 Hey, it's Oki. So I'm down here, it looks like the Agni Kai. It seems like they're going into the Spirit Wilds again. Well, what are they doing in there? I don't know. It's full of vines. Boss told me to watch, so I'm watching. Yeah, I think he told you to watch what they're doing, not vaguely the direction they're going in. No, but that place is full of weird spirits and stuff. Look, if the Agni Kai are doing stuff, then we gotta know about it. You know, maybe they're making a move on spirits. Well, you think they're gonna shake down spirits? Do spirits have shops? Do spirits pay protection? Oh, the boss said watch 'em, you watch 'em. Fine.
See? The words came out.
Yeah, they did. Do we recognize any of those voices? Do any of us recognize it?
I have underworld connections, if that helps.
Yes, make me a passive underworld connections.
Okay. Well, I have regained my energy from my few hours of sleep.
Yes, you get a recovery roll for every hour of sleep, so presumably you're full, since you slept a bunch.
Yeah, and I only was down, like, 3 energy. So, passive underworld.
Yeah.
That is 2.
Okay. You're pretty sure Oki is a spirit. I'm drunk. Is a street level guy in the Red Monsoon Triad.
Okay. So what do I know about the Red Monsoon Triad?
They're a triad of waterbenders.
Basically. Okay, they're the three different ones. Okay.
Yeah, they're one of the elemental triads. They're all waterbenders. They're in competition with the triple threats and the Agni Kai and whatever the earth one is.
Okay.
You don't recognize the voice on the other end. I mean, you're not that plugged in. You just know you've heard the name Oki in reference to one of their guys.
I spread the information that there was at Red Monsoon.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
So, I know for sure one of them is Red Monsoon, and presumably the other one is too.
What's in the other one? I'm gonna start reaching for it.
I'm not gonna stop her.
Okay.
There's still 2 other people. I don't know if they're... Apparently they're dead, okay.
I'm not.
No, I'm A-okay with this. I'm like, alright.
Okay, because you really want to record it, except I guess it's not happening.
No, I can't stop this shit, apparently.
Okay.
Can't make an omelet out of that.
So, crack!
Yeah, you pop it neatly in half. Hello, Daiyu office. It's me. Get me, Ezrin. I'm afraid she's in a meeting and she's not taking calls at the moment. Well, she's going to take my call. No, I'm afraid she specifically is not, sir. Well, you tell her, next time she wants to risk our entire organization roughing up some dark horse and failing at it at that, then she's going to be the one who needs to look over her shoulder and worry about every dark alley she passes by on the way home. I will not let this institution fall so she can feed her ego. Deliver that message for me.
Would we recognize any of those voices?
It's gonna be pretty fucking obscure. Let me... I'm trying to figure out a good skill for this.
Remember things.
Is,
skill.
that you, the firebending one, or?
Yes, she's a firebending industrialist. Yeah. Okay. You guys are at least that.
And I'm assuming yet. Dark Horse was the
lead track?
Huge guy, yes.
Yeah, streetwise or gather information, anyone can make passively, but it's going to be a very hard roll.
I don't have any either of those things.
Well, we could still make a
try anyways, since it's passive.
Yeah. Just, no reason not to.
It'll just be eights or higher.
Okay.
Nope. I got two eights.
I'm rolling d6s accidentally.
You're not going to get any eights with those.
Okay. Okay. I have to screenshot this.
Oh, what'd you get?
Go screenshot
just
life.
Pixar didn't happen.
Oh.
What happened?
Are you serious? Oh my god, no!
What?
I accidentally refreshed the page!
Oh. Oh well. Yeah. But what happened?
I have four successes!
Okay.
On five dice. On an successes. Eight. Yeah, but I don't...
Okay. Soma, you know that voice. And you're just
battered. I have no idea how.
Your brain. No, you do. You get there. You're battering your brain thinking about who the hell you could have talked to who had that voice. But in fact, it was the radio in the bar last night where you got hammered after you stole a bird and before you went and woke up Sekfa.
Oh, that's convenient.
You heard a late night campaign ad where Fu Huan was talking about all the great and glorious changes he was going to make to the United Republic and how he's going to bring in more voluntary Earth Kingdom territories and expand the glorious republic. And although he didn't sound pissed off like he does in the phone call, you're quite sure that that was Fu Huan's voice. So, one presidential candidate calling another.
And you told us we shouldn't be recording this.
Hey, there's no law saying that you can't work together.
That's Fu Huan,
wasn't it?
Fu Huan!
Was that what it was?
That's Fu Huan!
Go with it.
Nobody? Nobody knows who that is?
There.
No, I know. Really. So, what does this mean, then? They're in cahoots?
I guess? Well, that's a really weird conspiracy.
Yeah.
Who isn't in cahoots with anyone in this election?
Raiko? Hence why he's losing.
And isn't that sad?
That's politics.
What do we do about this? The election's tomorrow!
Vote for neither of them?
We did our part, sir. We didn't vote for them.
Oh, and didn't lose by three votes each.
Vote for someone else?
One vote for Martin.
Even better.
Votes for
Well, I mean, that could be not voting for them, you know. You're just not voting for them, you're voting for someone else.
I'm just saying that, shouldn't we expose this? This is a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal.
How is it a big deal?
You guys don't follow politics much, do you?
Oh, yes, we know corruption happens, but it doesn't get pointed out is the thing. That's when it becomes a big deal.
Well, so I guess we probably don't want to give... Hey, guys. Should we tell I don't think President Raiko can do shit about this. What about the other guy? What's his name?
Lee Trek?
Lee Trek!
He has less power than the current president.
Okay, oh my
Since
god.
He's just running. Like, we can just confirm that it was... Hooserbot that attacked him. I'm great at names.
Yep.
I'm just assuming you guys are so politically inept that it's like, who are those people running for president again?
Well, I don't pay attention.
Well, you just follow the two big parties and that's it, right?
It's not a two-party system in Republic City. It's a one-party system that people are trying to shake apart.
Well, it's only one party if everyone's in cahoots, right?
Well, that's the point. Everyone's in cahoots.
Cahoots. So what, do we just... at the next, like, rally, just get up there, point, and yell, cahoots!
You could do that.
The election is tomorrow. We need to tell Raiko!
Okay.
We could change the course of politics on this island. Island? In this city. Sorry.
We could.
Says one person who's not even registered to vote.
Well, that's why I want to do something. I'm truly an unbiased party here, because I can't vote for any of them. But I can expose which ones of them are, you know, awful monsters.
Fair enough.
Are we gonna go?
Sure. Yeah, we are. Let's go. Raikos!
Okay.
It's just going to be our word against, you know...
No, we give him a tip. We give him a tip and he can have his ballers do the investigation for us.
Yeah, you guys are his ballers.
Well, then we do the investigation ourselves. We got fired. If he wants to rehire us for one last go, then yeah, let's do it. I don't know what kind of evidence we're going to find, but...
All right.
We'll have to tap the phone lines.
You go outside.
They already had the phone lines tapped!
Well, they do.
They're still tapped. You just got rid of their monitoring bird.
That's what it was. I knew we should have recorded it. Damn it.
No one brought the machine, and you guys are all arguing, so I just broke the egg.
You broke the egg open!
Okay.
Well, you could have
brought the machine, but it wasn't working.
That would have been embarrassing when you get there and try to play the tape.
It's just like...
Alright.
Can we at least take the eggs with us? Hey, I have an idea. I'm going to try something. What happens if I put the eggs back together? Like the two egg shells back in half? Or the two egg halves back together, like I fit them together.
I mean, you press them up against each other, and they look like they fit, you know, seamlessly, but as soon as you let it go, it falls apart.
Does the sound come out again?
No.
Fuck! Fuck! Fucking fuck!
God damn it, Soma, be more magic!
Okay.
We're screwed! We screwed it up!
Flying to Raikos.
Who uses a bird to record things? Why couldn't they just... I don't know.
Maybe that's why they're using the bird to record things.
Okay.
Did you ever think of that?
This just kind of reminds me of the Dicta bird.
Okay, so you guys are taking Weiwei over to the presidential house?
Apparently.
No, I know the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to go to this.
Okay. Cool.
Want to save yourself the embarrassment?
Yes!
Too bad.
You're going to, like, hog tie me and drag me there?
Yes.
What are you going to do instead today?
I have some work.
Not embarrass yourself in front of the president? Come on.
That's what I'm going to do. Not embarrass myself in front of the president.
Likely story.
Soon to be former president.
Yeah, he doesn't even matter. Ooh, I don't say that to his face.
Zahar White. No.
Yeah, I want an equalist president.
Right.
That's you. That's you, Zahar.
Fine. If you're not going to come, can you at least, I don't know, can you at least go to Lee Trek? Please tell him about this. Maybe he can do something about it. Is that what you want?
Would I know how to get in touch with him?
I don't know. I thought you'd...
I've talked to Nick.
I mean, you know where his campaign office is.
Okay.
I thought you were being sassy to...
So. No, I was talking to Nick.
Oh, no, okay.
If you were here, you would be able to see me look at him.
Okay, yeah. Well, the rest of you climb up on Mui Mui and fly over to the president's house. There's a guard out front. He recognizes
you guys. He's used to this by now.
Didn't you guys get fired?
Yeah. Important news for the president anyway.
What is it?
Well, he's going to want to rehire us after this. It's about his campaign. Just let us in. He needs to know this.
Okay.
I'm going to persuade him.
Okay. Go
I'll
for
do
it.
I got my dice at the ready here.
Persuade.
And go.
All right, fine.
Shit or get off the
do
plot.
It.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's happening.
Do it.
Well, mm-hmm. That sucks. I only got one success on five dice.
I think you guys got fired. I probably shouldn't let you back in.
I kind of want to resort to violence.
Break in at night! No!
Are you resorting to violence?
Please, no. Please, God, no.
You could stop her.
Not until you know what's happening.
Mm. Yep.
I'm just going to grab him and be like, look, you don't understand. All right, it's not Ryko running against just three people anymore. It's Ryko running against one person and then one other person who's in cahoots with the other person. This is important. This is important enough to make you have to... Well, actually, I don't know if you're going to lose your job because you're probably tied to the house, you know, like, period, as opposed to... I let him go. Ah!
So, it's not just three people... It's one person and one person and one person?
No, it's one person and two people in cahoots with each other.
Wait, but that's still three people.
Yeah, but it's not three separate entities anymore. Do you not know what collusion is?
I think I do.
What does that mean?
it's where two parties that are supposed to be opposed are operating together in order to create a mutual benefit for them both.
Huh.
Okay.
They manipulate, you know, circumstances around them. This is probably why Ryko is...
Why would two people in collusion run against each other in an election when the point
because
is to get the most votes?
Because it's an obvious ruse! One of them trades their ability to run for political favors!
But the election's tomorrow, and that hasn't happened. Won't they just split up the vote?
Did you not know about the attacks that have been happening on other presidential candidates?
No?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, never mind. Forget it. I guess this is just above your pay grade. Let us in!
I'm gonna tug on Daloon's sleeve.
Yes, Sekva?
Can you make me louder?
Oh, okay. Yes, certainly. I do that.
Okay.
I would like to yell, President Warco, we need to talk to you. Into the building.
Jeez.
I regret this.
I'm so glad I didn't go.
This is the kind of shit that works in the Avatar world, at least.
Well, someone's being ineffective, so I thought I'd try something else.
Yeah, that's a thing. I'm just trying to figure out how exactly to...
Probably would be call attention to yourself. And maybe get some sort of, like, bonus, because holy shit, Dilune.
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to do one of, like, the build-up tests with Dilune. Here we go. Boost. Yeah, you want to roll some dice on your sound bending there to boost your ally?
Yeah.
Successes on your roll, give her bonus dice.
Okay, I'll put 4 energy into doing this. That is 3 successes.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Tekfa, make a call attention, or grab attention, whatever the hell it is, roll. With 3 bonus dice.
So, wait. So, what does 3 bonus? Is this like, I roll 3 more than I would have rolled? Okay.
Yeah, you still have to roll them, but you get 3
dice. Whatever your energy is, plus 3 dice.
I will put 5 energy in, so that would be 8. And I don't have it, so here we go. Oh, why isn't this rolling? Okay, my app didn't want to roll.
Okay.
Let me try the one I'm testing. At least I'll roll something. Eight. Roll dice. 4!
Oh. Gotcha.
Hey, you guys!
You guys!
I'm practically blown aside by this.
Yeah, it's like it rattles the windows. Well, one of you can take a recovery roll.
Well, if Dilune's unhappy about what he just did.
Yeah, probably not him.
Okay.
So what are you saying, President Raiko, we have to talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
Surely he will recognize that plucky youth's voice.
It sounds like Sekfa, and
hey,
she's huge.
I got that exactly enough to get back to 10.
Yeah, I assume I wanted to use the excuse of my dad being there, but then I remembered that the task force has been disbanded, so he's probably back home.
You don't even know where your father is.
Okay.
I know exactly where my father is. Back home.
2 metal bending cops run out the front door, like, crouched and ready, glowering down at you. There is a long hesitation as they stare down the eclectic group of you.
I wave.
I will also wave.
Before President Raiko steps into the doorway. The telephone is more traditional.
Ah, yes, the good old paperweight.
Or headbashing thingy.
Or wall decoration. Or table decoration, depending on the...
Yes.
I was in the middle of a very important meeting.
Yeah, is that meeting about the election tomorrow? Because I think you're going to want to know about this.
Are you here to tell me that I'm going to lose?
No, I'm here to tell you
information you might already know.
I hadn't considered that. What is the name? What is the name of the Fire Nation industrialist?
Come on, between the three of you, you guys have to.
You? To... I don't remember her first name. Something like that, right? Right.
Cat Lee.
That's with the E. Esra, really... right?
Are we really doing this? Are we really doing this?
I can't remember names in real life. This is cruel.
Are we really doing this?
Alice was right. It's Esra Dayu.
Hey, Esra Dayu. I did remember right. Cool. I don't remember anyone else, though.
Halle Berry. That's Catwoman.
I was about to say Catwoman.
God. I don't think that's what she wants to be remembered for.
Her Since best that role. Was terrible.
Her best role.
She showed up to accept her Razzie.
She did.
And her paycheck for making that movie.
Yep.
That was she was contractually obligated to make. Like Whoopi Goldberg.
Or,
with Theodore too. Rex?
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
I was going to say Sister Act 2, but...
No. Theodore Rex. She tried to claim that she never agreed to do that movie, but they had her on an answering machine message agreeing to do that movie. So then she had to be sued into making it.
She got more money from it.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, Esra Dayu, you have the name. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, Esra Dayu and Fu Huang are acting in cahoots against you.
Why would they act in cahoots against me? I'm dead last in the polls.
Well not just working, you. See? I mean, they're running a campaign alongside each other, but also Lee Trek. They've been organizing firebender attacks against him. Don't you think this is in any way, I don't know, illegal? Maybe take him out of the race? Make it more likely for you to get elected tomorrow? Act quickly?
No, more likely to get Lee Trak elected.
I know that, but I'm not going to say that directly to him.
Lee Trak is a fine candidate.
Yeah, I'm hoping for Lee Trak, but I'm going to try and abuse the fact that Ryko still has power as the president.
Perhaps you'd better come in and make these allegations in private.
Just gonna kind of look at the guard and just be like, I told you there's no problem.
He turns and walks back into his house. You
get moving?
Follow him up the stairs. He stops when he is near his office. He holds up his hand for you guys to wait. And then he peeks his head inside his office. Terribly sorry for the interruption. I'll be back in just a few minutes. An urgent matter has come to my attention. Just a moment. He shuts the door. And then he heads down the hall to another room you've never been in. When he walks inside, you can see that it is his bedroom. He goes in and he sits down on his bed. It's a weirdly personal moment as you're there. He's just standing amongst his wardrobe and dresser and his work desk. And the president looks up at you from sitting on his bed. Firebender attacks.
We've been working over the last few days since the task force was disbanded. And we found out some things. One of the candidates, Lee Trek, he's been being attacked by people who have been masquerading as Agni Kai. But there's been There's been a phone conversations that have been being tapped at the central office. And those phone conversations, you can hear in them just all but confirmation that those attacks, they're not being done by Agni Kai, they're being done by people under the influence of the two presidential candidates. They've been working together to try and eliminate another one. And I know that maybe makes it slightly better for you, but wouldn't it be even make even more sense? You know, make if this was a fair election? If you weren't running against criminals?
You have evidence that Fu Huan and Ezrin Dayu have launched malicious attacks, physical attacks, against another candidate.
Here's where we lose him.
Oh, you guys didn't have the machine.
Why did we send that bird back home?
Because he wants to go home.
Yeah, well, we need that bird.
Yeah, well.
I could see if there's another one in the city, for all I know.
Go to the central telephone switchboard exchange. In the basement, you'll find the remains of a nest. That nest housed a bird. A spirit whose responsibility was placing phone conversations into eggs. And those eggs, you break them open, you can hear the conversation. And I don't know who was tapping those lines.
It was a man in green.
Other than a man in green, thank you. There's a lot of those. I mean, the police wear green.
Well, I mean, you and Zahar also know, like, there's a rich guy ordering those two guys to protect the place.
Yeah.
Everything you've just told me sounds absolutely insane.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware that we didn't live in a city that was covered in vines and that had a giant obelisk in the middle of it.
I'm not throwing you out or pressing the panic button.
I know that. You can see the remains of the nest, and we can show you that we have the shells of the eggs. This is the only tip we can give you. Weirdly enough, I guess we're looking for guidance from one of the few people who can actually help us, who can actually give us an idea on how much power you can actually wield. What you can really do against these people. If you're a president, shouldn't you be protecting your nation against the corrupt? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why you're not leading in the polls, is because you're standing here and you're sending people like us! Look at us! Out to do your dirty work. Oh, shut up, Dilun. No, we're not. No, we're not. And that's exactly the problem. Look, I came in here. I am hung the fuck over. Sekhla is 13 years old.
And what would you have me do?
What I would have you do is I would have you launch an investigation against them. I would have you delay the election. You are the president.
I can't override democracy. I can launch an investigation.
Yes. Oh, and they can? Because that's what they're doing right now. And if you want to sit here on your bed While a trio of, frankly, idiots got more done in the last 3 days than you have this entire time because you just sat here thinking that you were lost. You are not done yet. This election is not done yet. Now, if you won't do anything about this, we'll meet with Lee Trek.
I don't know how much he can do. Any action we take is just going to be taken as vindictive politicking.
Well, as though sending firebenders after Lee Trek isn't vindictive politicking? Express the allegations, launch the investigation, delay the election, and make it a fair one between you and Lee Trek, and nobody else. Maybe people will remember you for that, for actually defending democracy. And now I'm going to persuade him.
I mean, you did have, a rousing speech.
Go for it, yeah.
all right, I need to look at my character sheet.
Okay, well, I, for one, think we're great.
I am great, and so can you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I blew my energy, unfortunately. Hey, wait, did we ever decide who took the recovery role?
It would have been between Kevin and
taking it.
Yeah.
Or,
damn.
Zed, do you have any moxie?
Do I have any moxie? I don't remember.
Would I be able to give him moxie? Or do the replenishing thing? I don't remember if that was a thing or not. I have an excess of moxie.
I think the moxie would replenish just for you, though.
Yeah, I believe there's a talent to let you spend it on behalf of other people.
Okay, that must be.
I'll roll the dice. Whatever.
My question for you is, did you get your recovery from sleeping?
I did, but I blew 5 energy on a failed persuade earlier. Earlier in this scene.
Okay.
So.
Maybe you'll do better.
Maybe. We'll see.
Can't really do worse, right?
Yeah, it's true. Can I, I don't know. I did give him a very rousing speech. Can I get, an extra die or something like that for that?
Reduce your target number. It was a good speech.
Because I just flagrantly called the rest of us idiots.
Not an idiot.
All right. No, here's going. I'll take it.
Oh?
Wait a second. Target number is...
It will be 7.
It would be 7. And then... I have the descriptor.
Oh.
Persuade?
Yeah. What's your socialite? You have it under socialite, right?
Rank 1.
Okay. So 6. You're looking at 6. Oh. 6 is your higher.
Do you have 6s and nothing higher than that?
I have a 6, an 8, a 7, a 5, and a 7.
Huh.
Well, with socialite 1, wouldn't it be 7s or higher, or...?
Oh, yeah, in that case...
Reduced to...
Oh, okay.
Because I actually roleplayed a rousing speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 successes. Alright, I'll take my fucking recovery roll because I'm worried that I'm gonna have to do this shit again. Fuck! Okay, well now I have 1 energy, so if we happen to get into a fight, I'm screwed.
Hey, that's half as many as I have.
I can add my voice to yours, but I cannot lead this charge, and I don't think you can either. Your work on the task force has you too associated with my administration. I don't know how much I can help you. But I think I know someone who can. And smash cut to Zahar walking into Lee Trak's campaign office.
I'm actually not going to walk in there.
Okay.
I'm going to walk by, bend down like I'm going to tie my shoe and slip a note under the door with Lee Track's name on it.
Okay.
And then walk away after I tie my shoe.
Okay.
Because I know he doesn't want me associated with him, so.
Huh.
Okay.
Being, you know, sneaky about it. With a note, you know, with things set on it, with his name on the envelope.
Well, a few moments later, that note reaches his eyes.
Okay. It confirms that, what was it, Ezra?
Ezrin.
Ezrin was behind the firebender attacks on him, and she is working with the earthbending presidential candidate.
Fuhan.
Okay.
And then I said, the evidence that I have found with that has been destroyed. It was a one-use egg.
He assumes
it was
that's
a sound
weird
egg,
string.
Sir.
No, you actually, yes. I certainly hope you explained the.
Yeah, I also explained that there were a lot of phone lines tapped and.
Okay. Man, I gotta keep up on the street lingo. One use egg.
One use egg. Zahar's making that street lingo now. No.
Okay. You're not sticking around, you're just dead dropping the note and leaving?
I guess I'll leave a note. I'll be at, like, a tea shop, you know, nearby or some shit. He wants to meet up.
Okay.
So I'll be at a tea shop drinking some tea and whatever.
Yeah. You're almost at the end of your cup when you see him walk in. He glances over at you, but heads up to the counter. Gets himself a cup. Looks around. Walks over to your table, tugging in consternation at his horseshoe mustache. Looks like the place is full. You mind if we share?
No, not at all.
Takes a seat across from you.
Oh my
I like
God,
move the
it,
newspaper out of that seat.
Doesn't have to shove it in her fucking face. How discreet he is.
One-time use egg?
It's how it was tapped.
Okay.
I will, I guess, look through my newspaper and circle, like, spirit.
Spirit bullshit. I fell for that line once before. Once. They're working together. Why would they work together? That's just going to split the vote. They're still going to win, one of the two of them. But it just doesn't make sense. Maybe one drops out early and pledges their support. But it's election day tomorrow. This is it.
Yeah, you would have thought they would have dropped by now.
What game are they playing?
I believe the Fire Nation one has a bit of an ego. But, and the Earth Nation one seemed angry in the phone call.
I'm trying to figure what are the connections. I mean, they're both rich, but she's new rich and he's old money. She's Fire Nation, but I think born here. And he's Earth Kingdom nobility, only been here a couple years. What's the connection?
That I'm not sure.
Do you have any more leads?
Haven't found anything yet. Some friends seem to think they might get somewhere talking with Ryko, but...
What's he gonna do?
I don't know.
Anything he says is just gonna sound like sour grapes.
I mean, why do you think I came and just gave the information to you?
I don't know what I'm gonna do with it either. Anything yeah. I say is just gonna sound like sour grapes.
I guess we'll just need to either find someone that could say these things and not sound like sour grapes. Or, I guess, try again next time.
Next election?
Yeah.
So we have some sort of mysterious cabal when we're just going to let them be in charge for years?
I suppose there's always resistances, but...
Look, I'm not saying I'm necessarily the best man for the job, but I'm not in an evil cabal.
No.
Anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you have my vote, but...
Well, assuming I find the time to vote, we're up to two.
I believe you're above Ryko, though. He is dead last. So.
Yeah, I think his wife's gonna vote for me.
Hell, he might vote for you too.
Then he's smarter than I give him credit for.
I mean, I'll keep looking, but I'm not sure what else I can find and then do anything with for a day. The only other thing I could think of is that there is some way we could stall the election.
Can you create a natural disaster?
I could probably create a disaster, but...
Don't bomb the polling places, please. I said please. Remember.
I did hear please.
Okay, good.
If you have any ideas, I'd be glad to hear them, although I have moved since my phone line was being tapped and someone tried to blow up my old home with a dead person. As weird as that may sound.
Oh, I thought that was weird. More street lingo.
No, it was an actual dead person.
Like, to make it look like the perpetrator died in the blast? They brought a corpse with them?
No, I mean the dead person was walking, and I will draw the symbol on, like, the newspaper I have on there.
Why couldn't we have done this in a bar? I need all of the drinks.
I'll hand over a flask.
Thank you.
Is it my shit? I hope it's
no,
my shit.
No, it's
I
not
want
your
you
shit.
I want to get people hooked on this.
He dies.
Yes, I'm not killing him. Yes, I will pour some in his tea or whatever. Just hand it to him.
Yeah, he pours it in his tea. Just it probably tastes awful, but it's alcoholic.
Mm. He's making a hot Long Island iced tea, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have most of a full day before the polls open.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about breaking into one or more mansions tonight?
I suppose I could take a nap beforehand.
Do you think we're going to be able to actually turn up anything worthwhile?
Depends on how well their security is and how cocky they might be. Because I don't really have any time to tap their lines or anything.
Yeah, we don't have time for subtlety.
Yeah.
This is not a slow build. We are not moving pieces into position.
Yeah.
We are just going. Do you want me to come?
You think you can risk it?
Well, maybe I shouldn't press my luck, but I think I still fit into the old gear.
Wait, what?
I mean, I can bring some friends. A lot of them aren't the best at sneaking, but at least one of them's pretty good in a fight, if it comes to that. Another one, Ben Sound.
Daloon?
Yeah, I nod.
I heard about him. I try to keep up on the latest and greatest in bending. We should meet somewhere tonight. I guess, tow right up to the point of no return, decide what we're doing.
Yeah.
When and where?
Who did you want to hit up first?
Who sent firebenders after me?
Okay.
Oh. Well, what about the train station? Park exit, 10 o'clock.
Works for me. Want me to bring some friends?
If you think they're trustworthy.
Okay.
And make sure they can keep a secret.
Okay.
He stands. Sets down his teacup. Fiddles with his mustache. And walks out.
Okay, I will stay for a little bit while to not look suspicious, you know, have myself some more tea or whatever. And then clean up and leave.
Okay.
And I'll probably head back to my own apartment and assume if I'm wanted, they know where to find me.
Yep. Okay. Back at the presidential palace. Ryko stands. Can you just wait here a moment?
I nod.
He walks down the hall and back into his office. If you ever wanted to go through the president's personal effects, now's the time.
He wears thongs!
I am slightly more polite than that. Slightly.
I guess I'll stick my head out the window and wave to Momo since she's outside. Just a little longer.
tail.
Woo. He's gone for a while, like 10 minutes.
I mean, he was in the middle of a very important meeting. And it would be thematically appropriate if it was with one of the other two presidential candidates.
He's dead.
Firebenders.
Just in our universe, Raiko has been murdered. Well, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, he opens the door, peers down the hallway. Could you come in, please?
Sure.
Well, you guys are invited into the room. It's just Raiko and a woman there with short dark hair, kind of darker skin, pretty beefy arms. Raiko says, Daloon, Soma, Sekfa, I'd like you to meet Avatar Korra.
Oh, okay.
She's got some beefy arms.
Yeah. It's from all that rock chucking.
Yeah. We'll wave.
Yeah, she stands and bows.
I bow. Oh, God.
Bow back. And then can you
bow as well. In a polite fashion.
Hi. I've heard a lot about you, but just very recently. It's always good to see some new air acolytes.
Oh. Heard a lot about you, too.
It is. Acolytes. I'm bad at meeting new people, okay?
I'm fangirling
also
the fuck out!
Also a famous person, right?
I am fangirling the fuck out!
Oh, by the
you
way,
you just foam at the mouth and pass out like the random guy on like Kyoshi Island in the first Airbender.
Yes,
yeah.
Soma, you can take a moxie for basically yelling at the president, flagrant disregard for authority. And Daloon, you can take one because of how horrible you're already being. Meeting new people.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard you're a soundbender.
Yes.
Well, that must be interesting.
He's trying to teach me. He's not very good at it.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. So if I'm following this right, you think two of the presidential candidates are in collusion to try to kill a third?
I'm sorry, big fan. Really happy that I get to live in the time of a water tribe avatar. It's just real. Okay. No, we don't think we know.
Okay.
We just don't have any evidence.
No, I get you. I understand.
I'm sure, probably very familiar with this kind of scenario. We kind of have to. We need not to fake any, but to find more.
Okay, that's a good start.
And there's actually a fourth person who really should be here right now, but she had some other very pressing business to work with, and President Raiko, I think we're actually a couple of steps ahead of you on what you were suggesting a few moments ago.
Okay.
Leetrek's already in on this, hopefully. I don't know. We'll be able to know more in a little bit. Things are happening very fast. I didn't expect to meet the Avatar today. Excuse me, and I'm just gonna take a swig from my jug. Okay.
Whew. Sorry. Throat's getting a little sore there.
Is that Southern Water Tribe?
Yeah, it's my father's. Do you want some?
She reaches out her hand and, like, give it here motion.
All right. I give her the flask.
She takes a swig. Whoa! Oh, that's some serious stuff.
Yeah, it's substitute boomer fuel.
Okay. I heard that stuff makes you go blind.
I can see.
Okay.
For how long, Soma?
20 more minutes.
So, what's your plan?
Well, if we don't have any evidence right now, we're going to have to go look for it. Which means we're going to have to... You know, if it were me, I would say confront the two of them, but I think it's more like we're going to have to actually take some.
Okay.
And, I'm not sure how I'm gonna be able to do that, but I have an idea, and I know somebody who is definitely much more capable at doing so than me.
Okay.
And he's standing right here! I gesture to Loon.
No, gesture to Ryko.
That guy?
Do you wanna show him, Daloon, what you can do?
Which thing?
Make it silent.
Okay. I'll make it silent.
Okay. Gets very quiet. Cora reaches up and tries snapping her fingers. Then she tries talking. She tries talking again. Looks like she's getting annoyed now.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Now she's just screaming like, what? She's not going on!
Imagine being able to go anywhere you want without being heard.
It's a good trick. So you're talking about breaking in somewhere.
I certainly can't say such things in front of the president. That would be illegal.
It would. It would certainly be illegal, and we can't have that. It would
be extremely illegal.
But, let's say hypothetically, I got some evidence, you know, that just appeared. Seems like I, as an impartial keeper of the balance, would be the perfect person to bring this to light.
Sure, if you somehow were able to get some evidence, but I have no idea how that would happen.
Right. I mean, I'm just going to be at the Future Industries headquarters. You know, all day. Probably even through tomorrow. So I don't know how I'd come across any evidence there.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to pray for a miracle.
I guess so.
Sorry, President Ryko, we need to go and find our friend. Thank you so much for meeting with us today. I hope that the election goes well tomorrow.
Cora smiles a little bit. Yes, thank you. He reaches out, shakes your hands.
I kind of just timidly ask Korra, can I shake your hand?
Sure.
I'm really glad I got to, I shake her hand. I'm like, I'm really glad I got to have a drink with you. Seriously, bucket list, crossing that one off.
Tell you what, if we get this whole thing resolved, maybe I'll let you ride Naga.
Can I meet Naga?
Sure.
I turn on my heel, just kind of like spin whatever my rope is, and just walk out the door. Come on, guys! We're gonna make some miracles happen.
Yeah, you are. You show yourselves out of the presidential manor. Wei is waiting patiently, impatiently out in the street.
Gonna go run and greet her. Sorry for keeping you waiting.
We have to find Zahar.
Okay.
Hey, Dallun.
Dallun is...
You know he's not here.
Yeah. Dallun has had a phone call at Air Temple Island I had to rush for.
Read the chat. Guys.
Look in the chat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I can wait a couple of seconds. We have to find Zahar.
Our apartment?
Hey! Sekva! Hmm? And we're flying. Alright, so we're probably gonna end up breaking into some mansions tonight. We're probably gonna end up stealing evidence. We're going to be committing a crime, but we're doing it for a greater good. I am giving you the choice of participating in this or not participating in this because I know you have issues with this sort of thing. And I'm wondering if you are willing to make the moral leap that this might be justifiable.
Well, if we're doing a bad thing for a good reason, I think that's okay.
Okay, now I have a follow-up question.
Hmm?
If we do this, can you accept that our names aren't going to be in the paper this time?
Okay.
We're not going to be famous. You can't talk about this.
Hmm, okay.
You can't. No, Sekva. This is... I'm trusting you here. If word gets out that we are doing this, that we are committing several crimes in the interest of stuff that people are not going to understand unless we succeed, then
I'll keep what we're doing a secret. I promise.
Okay, promise me. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna kind of like awkwardly give you a hug. I'm more scared about this than you are.
Because you don't do the sneaking well.
No, I don't. I get a feeling that we're gonna get in some serious shit.
I will awkwardly hug you back because you are awkwardly hugging me.
I swear I'm doing this more for me than for you.
Okay. I'll pat you on the back.
Yeah. I'm gonna sit back on Moi Moi and just kind of take a drink. Then before, like, I'm about to drink it, and then I'm like...
Well, the best cure for a hangover is drinking so you don't have a hangover, right?
I'm gonna toss the jug over the side.
Oh?
Don't worry about it. Come on, let's find Zahar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that hard. You land on the roof of her apartment.
Mm-hmm. You made sure to go to the right apartment, right?
Yeah.
Presumably the one that's locked down, not the one that's been blown up.
That didn't blow up. It just has like a bunch of wires ripped out of the wall and an
missing door.
Oh yeah,
that's true. The one that was not blown up. That we very specifically didn't blow up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I should blow it up for the insurance money. No.
To continue with the Fight Club references.
Okay. Yeah, you land on the roof.
I'm going to swing down in, just kind of head over Zahar's apartment. Knock. I hope she's home.
Eventually, the door is open for you to enter.
After I hear, like, the hundreds of locks unrustling. You've added more?
No, I've been working on fixing some random shit I have.
Storm in. Alright. What did you learn?
Breaking into some mansions.
Seriously?
Tonight?
Yeah?
Yeah. I've
Weird.
Got a friend to help. And you guys absolutely cannot speak anything to anyone about this friend.
Okay, so I just wanna... Really? That is some wavelength shit right there.
What?
I was just going to ask you if you wanted to sneak into some mansions tonight.
We're meeting my friend at the train station. What was it, like the park?
Yeah, park exit 10 o'clock.
Park exit tunnel.
Why is your friend a secret?
I thought we went through this.
There is...
I know why what we're doing is a secret, but why is your friend a secret?
Because he's doing it.
Yes, he's doing it, and he does not want his name associated with any of this.
Okay.
And if you cannot be trustworthy, I do not want you coming. If you breathe a word of this to anyone.
So... I can't... Oh my god, we got to meet the Avatar.
So she's out of the spirit world?
Oh my god.
Wonder if she met the bird.
Her arms are amazing. I wish I was that strong.
Okay.
Okay, the plan is get evidence and accidentally have her find it. Because as an impartial observer and keeper of the balance to the world, naturally...
So basically what we have to do is get this evidence to her. Do we know where she's going to be?
Future Industries headquarters all day tomorrow.
Okay. So in the middle of the night, bring that to Future Industries. Okay.
I think we have a goal.
Okay.
We have a goal. Well, I'm scared.
What are you scared about?
I don't know.
Worst case scenario, we all get caught, get killed.
I guess that's true. You'll notice my jug is missing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that didn't hit anyone.
I also hope so. I was thinking about that, like,
many
after I pulled away.
People dead in jug accident.
Yeah. No, it's like, it just splashes down on, yeah, splashes down on people. Turns out it's, like, just ignites in the air.
Or it landed on somebody's fire.
Well, when it breaks, there's a spark that ignites it, and it blows up half Republic City.
Yeah. Like a Molotov cocktail.
Well, that will pause the election.
I mean, it's true. A terrorist attack certainly would delay things.
So I would suggest getting naps and getting everything ready for finding ourselves in a mansion without knocking, rifling through their things.
Hmm.
And Segva, you cannot breathe a word of any of this to anyone.
I know, I promise.
Not even parents. Not even Tenzin.
I know, I promise.
Okay.
Preferably not even us, even though we're the ones who are doing it with you.
Wait, I can't talk to you about this? I'm confused.
But not afterwards. We're just going to pretend it never happened.
Okay.
Might be easier.
Well, what?
Hmm.
You see, when you do illegal things and work with illegal people or criminal people, you tend to try to keep things on the down low.
Oh boy.
So where's your jug?
I don't need it anymore.
You don't? Aren't you a waterbender? Or booze bender, or whatever? Liquid bender?
Not so much, no. Not any good at it. I figure if I'm working for an equalist, I might as well sign up.
Are you talking about working with an equalist?
You know, just if we're going to help Lee Trek and he's going to make things more equal, then I guess like I can't rely so much on my bending anymore.
What the hell are you talking about? He's going to make things fair for all people, whether they are poor, rich, benders, industrialists.
Right. So I should ground myself in what binds us all together, our humanity. Not whatever horseshit I can do. Look, it's just an excuse to not drink anymore, okay?
You could just say, I'm an alcoholic and I want to stop drinking. I believe they have meetings for people that do that.
Yeah, those guys are weird. They all stare at me. And they're all overweight.
Not all of them.
Yeah, the ones that aren't have weird beards. I like beards.
Okay.
I saw my dad's beard. My dad's beard is okay.
Okay, this is getting really weird now.
Sorry about that, I'm back.
Welcome back.
This is what you signed up for. Dylan, we're breaking into some mansions.
Also, my friend that's helping us, you cannot breathe a word of anything to anyone about this.
I promised.
Okay. Segva promised.
I promise. I think if we breathe a word about this to anybody, we're going to end up getting in a shitload of trouble anyway. Look, I'm going to go get some rest.
Yeah, you guys should probably nap and, you know, meeting, train station, park, tunnel.
Train station, park exit, 10
park
o'clock.
Park exit, 10 o'clock. Bring your best sneaking gear.
I don't think I have sneaking gear.
Ask Dilun to make you some.
Dilun! Hello! What? Can you make me some sneaking gear?
I didn't make this.
Oh, you did. Because it's really cool. I've been wanting to say that for a long time. I think that's like one of the coolest things ever, and I'm really glad you wear it.
Tenzin's wife.
Okay.
Wow.
Not even just
no, I don't.
The brute mother, tell me.
I don't know who. I forget who made these, to be honest.
I believe you contracted a tailor for it. It was.
Oh, Pema.
I thought Pema did it, but.
Why would Pema do something like this?
Whatever.
No, I know her name is Pema. I'm just wondering why she would do that.
Yeah, she's the mother of all the Air Nation people.
Yeah, she's
half of them literally.
She just doesn't ask questions anymore.
That's fair.
You were looking at a lot of weird Avatar stuff.
Yeah, it was a Google like image search rabbit hole.
I see.
Yeah, then. Okay. You guys break off to your disparate homes. You take naps, you gear up. It's a whole gearing shit up montage. I will give you until next time to actually come up with a list if you're bringing anything special, because your characters would have time to think about it and plan this out.
I guess I'd be working on making sure I have a working recording equipment and camera.
Okay.
I am going to go through my old dancing gear and try and find a black leotard.
Okay.
Spandex even exists.
Also, I'll be wearing my old Equalist outfit.
Oh, shit!
Yep. But I will give you guys until next week to finalize your gear. But
all right.
You meet up at the appointed time. Are you taking Mui Mui?
I would like to, yeah.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah, no.
Well, you're not there until she arrives, so... Unless Daloon is expressly stopping her.
Well, nope. We're sneaking.
Okay.
Quiet.
Yeah, Soma.
Yeah, there's nothing worse.
We snuck with her before. Oh, she was hiding in the clouds.
Yeah, so Soma and Zahar are waiting there. Well, Soma, when you walk up, you see someone in full Equalist garb. What does your Equalist garb look like?
Similar to what was in the show. Maybe a little modified. Let's see, Equalist.
Yeah, it's the usual black, green, and brown camo.
Yeah, do you have, like, the Chi Blocker face masks or anything?
Oh, I'm not a Chi Blocker, but I do have my face covered.
Yeah, I remember we found a picture that we discussed being Zahar.
Well, that was in civilian garb.
Yeah, but she pulled that, like, mask over
yeah.
her. But yeah, Soma, you walk up and it is just blatantly an Equalist standing there.
Maybe two if I'm there as well.
Yeah, it's just you're there. You were the first to arrive.
I'm a blitz you.
Soma's running at you.
Hey.
I'm
out of the way, and I guess move my foot to trip you where you'd run at me, like, hey, hey.
I trip and fall flat on my face.
Oh. Calm your shit. You know me.
Seriously?
Seriously what?
Really?
Really?
You're wearing that? Zara, you have done the equivalent of showing up in an SS uniform.
No.
Oh, it's true. The old Kuvira outfit might... No.
That's actually SS. It's any Earth nation that Kuvira's people wore.
Really, though?
This is, like, just showing up dressed as, like, a Taliban.
Oh, here we go. Here's the one we were looking for.
Yeah. It's really just, you know... cloth covering my face.
But it's got the Amon Equalist logo on the black scarf.
I've modified it, so it probably doesn't. It's just black.
Okay.
Obviously an Equalist uniform.
Yep.
I dyed it, so it doesn't have the Equalist stuff.
Okay, so I guess I really am signing up for this. All right, I don't know why you. What are you gonna put your thumb on my forehead? What is this?
I'm not a waterbender.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I wonder if I can do that to people.
Can you bloodbend?
No. Well, no, that's gross. I don't even like blood in real life. You know, outside of the bending universe, which is all about, like, creepy, spirity shit.
Yes, I will have, like, a pack on with various equipment. Is that, like, a Magneto thing?
Yeah, just calm your shit.
I found my jug, and it's pinned to my side again, and I'm like, and, like, it's still there, but it doesn't have booze in it anymore. It's just got water now.
So, you guys are standing there talking when the light of the moon is doused by a giant shadow.
I look to the shadow.
There's a sky bison. They all look the same to you, but contextually.
Why do people not understand sneaking?
Yeah, Moi Moi comes.
You want to do the convincing and do you want to convince her or shall I? I'm actually for it. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. Well, I assume Moi Moi comes in for a landing.
Mm-hmm. No air blights and sneak.
No, not this time. Sekhva?
No.
Arms crossed, potty face.
Air bisons sneaking. This is inconspicuous. Sky bisons are very conspicuous.
But we heard her last time in the clouds.
It is not a cloudy day.
Yeah, it's actually, judging by the fact that the full moon was out there, I take it it's like clear as shit. Like, not a cloud in the sky, beautiful weather.
Clear as shit usually means not that.
Delune?
Yeah.
At what point did you think it was a good idea to say, oh, let's bring a sky bison to an infiltration operation?
Wasn't my idea.
Yes, but you could veto it.
Could I?
Yes.
I don't know. How do you feel about saying... I was going to say, how do you feel about saying no to 13-year-old girls?
Also, saying no to 13-year-old girls. Does it work?
I'll give you that. Sekhva, you need to... tell Mui Moi to hide. Worst case scenario, we can use her as a getaway.
Go back to Air Temple Island.
Yeah, she needs to go home. Hide. Then tell her to go home and wait for you.
Where are we going anyway?
We'll make that decision when the fifth.
Nowhere with a sky bison.
And we'll make that decision when whoever is coming to help us that we can't talk about gets here.
Why are you talking about it, then?
I'm not talking about who it is. I'm just talking about the person needs to come at some point. You're... Please? This is
like,
really
you can be with your Sky Bison, but you're not going on this mission if your Sky Bison is here. So, you make that choice. And no one is saying anything.
Sorry, I'm thinking. You'd imagine that she's crossing her arms and pouting at this point if you'd like.
You're free to go home, Segfa.
We did Segfa, ask you.
They're right. You can't bring the Sky Bison with you. You can't bring Moi Moi with you.
This is a very delicate situation.
I don't know. It might be nice to have an escape plan.
Yes, but what's going to be more noticeable than a Sky Bison?
I'm gonna whirl around. Who the hell is this?
See a person walking towards you. Unmistakably, Equalist uniform, the green goggles of a chi blocker. Two long, like, Kali sticks. It look, I mean, from what you've seen of shot gauntlets and similar technology, it looks like they have, carry an electrical charge. An open face mask revealing a long mustache.
You!
See? He agrees with me!
Calm your shit.
I'm gonna get, like, okay, I was about to say, I'm gonna get right in between him and Segfa, but it's like, the moment she says, calm your shit, I'm like, oh god, it's this guy, isn't it? Really? I won't talk about it.
Really what?
Nothing.
I suppose I didn't warn them, except it was a friend that they could not breathe a word of to anyone.
So that's what I'm doing.
Nobody made you come.
Yeah, nobody's making me vote for you either, but I will. Now let's do
this. You're not even registered, are you?
I'll get you a form once we're done breaking into this place.
I reach out and shake his hand, and go for the handshake.
Yeah, he reaches out and he shakes your hand.
And he kisses your baby.
And that's where we'll call it for tonight.
I have a moxie.
You do.
I also have a moxie. But I got my moxie like a couple weeks ago.
And Sekhba can get one too for fighting for respect again.
Okay. I should probably use these at some point.
Definitely success. Oh, you're gonna have so much moxie you can do. Like, watch this. You're just gonna suddenly, you're gonna come in, you're gonna sound bend everything just because you have the moxie to do so. Now you're gonna be great. You're gonna be awesome, kid. You got this.
You got the moves.
I'm just gonna blow up the mansions with my moxie.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Experience?
Yeah, I'm gonna say. Base 5 XP tonight.
Okay.
I
feel like cool. You guys kind of got your shit together and have actually at least set out a goal. I mean, 22 sessions in, but.
We just all had to become equalists. No.
Yeah.
World's first bending equalists.
Yep.
They're bending for equality.
Oh yeah, totally. I would like to lobby that strength takes more forms than just muscles.
Yes, if you were going to like go without drinking this mission. Then yeah, absolutely, you can have the extra XP. In fact,
well, I was also going to.
That said, in fact, I would give you 2.
Oh, cool.
I suppose I am working on trying to create a fair and equal election.
Yeah, definitely.
Take an XP.
I don't know about anyone else.
I'm thinking Ev, kind of one, I guess. I was sort of trying to protect Ahi from his lying brother.
Yeah, that entire exchange is really.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it kind of backfired completely.
Yeah.
But it was your intention, so you can take your XP.
Now, Kevin, do you have anything to fight for?
Nope.
You sure?
What is your thing?
Nonviolence.
You didn't fight, did you?
we are definitely pursuing a political solution to this, and with any luck, there will be no bloodshed.
Yeah, but that's for next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. True.
He hasn't killed Poe yet.
Now he just seems to be ignoring him.
Yeah. If he ignores him, he'll go away, right?
Yeah. Okay. Recorder's going off.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.